I'm Jamie Durley, Deputy Regional Inspector General for the Office of Evaluation and Inspections, and I'm speaking with Rachel Bissett, a program analyst in our office, about a report called Medicare Payments Made on Behalf of Deceased Beneficiaries in 2011. Rachel, this sounds like an interesting topic. Could you tell us how this study came about?
Sure. Billing Medicare for services after a beneficiary died is not new. Previous OIG reports and audits identified inappropriate Medicare payments made on behalf of deceased beneficiaries. We've also seen healthcare fraud schemes involving providers or suppliers fraudulently billing for deceased beneficiaries.
Is anything being done to address this issue?
Yes, there is. In response to some of our previous work, the agency that oversees Medicare, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, implemented safeguards to prevent and recover payments made on behalf of deceased beneficiaries.
What kinds of safeguards?
Well, the safeguards vary depending on the part of Medicare in which the beneficiary is enrolled. If the beneficiary is enrolled in Part A or B, or traditional fee-for-service Medicare, CMS has a process that will go back and recover payments made on behalf of deceased beneficiaries. This process also is intended to prevent future improper payments.
Are there other safeguards?
There are. For beneficiaries enrolled in Part C, also known as Medicare Advantage, or Part D, which provides prescription drug coverage, CMS automatically removes deceased beneficiaries from its systems and recovers any payments that were made after beneficiaries' dates of death.
So, are these safeguards working?
Well, that's one of the reasons we did this report, to determine if any Medicare payments were made on behalf of deceased beneficiaries in 2011. We also looked at the accuracy of CMS's information on beneficiaries' dates of death.
And what exactly did you find?
We found that CMS's safeguards to prevent and recover Medicare payments made on behalf of deceased beneficiaries appear to be largely effective, but they weren't perfect. Medicare did still inappropriately pay $23 million after beneficiaries' deaths in 2011. However, to provide some context, these improper payments represent less than 0.1% of total Medicare expenditures that year.
Were these improper payments the result of inaccurate CMS date of death information?
Actually, no. CMS's date of death information was generally accurate. In fact, only 11% of the improper payments we identified, or about $2.5 million, were because of missing or incorrect dates of death in CMS systems. We do not know what caused the remaining improper payments.
What else did you find?
Our evaluation also identified approximately 250 providers and suppliers that had a high number of Part B claims for services occurring after the beneficiary's death. One supplier, for example, had over 2,000 unpaid claims in 2011 alone. Even though these claims were not actually paid by Medicare, submitting a large number of claims for deceased beneficiaries may indicate potential fraud.
Interesting. So what did OIG ultimately recommend based on these findings?
We recommended four things to CMS. First, improve safeguards to prevent future improper Medicare payments after beneficiaries' deaths. Second, correct inaccurate dates of death in their systems and take action on the improper payments we identified. Third, monitor Part B claims with service dates after the beneficiary's death. Finally, take appropriate action to address the providers and suppliers with high numbers of Part B claims with service dates after beneficiaries' deaths.
And Rachel, what was CMS's response to our report?
CMS agreed with all four of these recommendations.
Rachel Bissett, a program analyst for the Office of Evaluation and Inspections, thank you so much for sharing this important work.
Thank you.